What? I think you will find that things have changed a great deal since your time.
I doubt that.
We're not flying blind here, you know. It's the United Systems military, not some greedy corporation.
Oh. Well, it won't make any difference. You're still gonna die.
you more to your face.
A warrior's ultimate act is to lay down his sword.
I have just realized that Broken Sword Scroll contains no secrets. Contains no secrets of swordsmanship. What it reveals is as high as ideal. In the first stage, man and sword become interchangeable. Here, even the blade of grass can be used as a lethal weapon. In the next stage, the sword resides not in the hand, but in the heart. Even without a weapon, the warrior can slay his enemy from 100 paces. But the ultimate ideal is when the sword disappears, altogether. The warrior embraces all that is around him. The desire to kill is gone. Only peace remains.
Thank you. Danger. The emergency destruct system is now activated. The ship will detonate in T-minus 10 minutes.
Of a dream. It was like being born, coming up for air, light hitting my face, screaming, my heartbeat. Like boom, boom, boom.
I'm afraid.
Of me?
Yes.
That I will hurt you?
Yes. Yes.
I think you're afraid of letting go. I think you're afraid of happiness.
Jesus.
Don't burn me! Don't burn me! I'm not Pinocchio! Don't make me die! You...
I propose that we build a robot who can love.
Sex is incredibly powerful. Gender is powerful. I mean, you know, it's tremendous. I think next to religion, I think sex is probably one of the most powerful forces in the world. And I think... pornography is just a blatant, in-your-face expression of that.
If a robot could genuinely love a person, what responsibility does that person hold toward that mecha in return? What responsibility? It's a moral question, isn't it?
The oldest one of all. Adam. But in the beginning, didn't God create Adam to love him? That is something no machine has ever done until you.
So we had this argument, and he was very clear, that his girlfriend didn't need to do anything to her clitoris if he had his big, powerful dick inside her pussy.
I heard you, like, ran into these things before.
That's right.
Wow, man. So, like, what did you do?
I died.
Thank you.
got a socket wrench. Maybe she just needs an oil change.
I'm sorry. Access denied.
Can't believe I almost fucked it.
Yeah, like you never fucked a robot.
What? What the fuck? Do you? What? No. That's not cool. I wanted my ass.